Now, they cheat, they scheme, they'll lie, and they'll do things. But the thing about it, anytime you just use the law of increase, I'll give it to you like this so you understand it. I don't care who you are. I don't care how heavy you are. I don't care how light you are. If anybody gets up in the air, say, since you get on top of this building, you jump off, you're not going to go up. You're not just going to float around out there. You come straight to the ground. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how many tongues you spoke in. I don't care how lost you are. I don't care if you have drank enough to float a battleship. I don't care if you sold enough dope to get this whole town drunk. Ha! You get on that building and you jump off. You coming down. You know why? Because you just come in contact with the law of gravity. Do you understand? Well, the same thing, you come into the law that set forth that'll cause things to increase. It'll work for a sinner, it'll work for a saint. But the world of darkness has a system that they use the law of increase, but they manipulate it. They scam on people. Because if you give, if you put something out there, it's coming back. Okay? So this is why we're talking about righteousness. Because God has a way, and this is what the saints need to learn so you don't get scammed. God has a way for you to operate in this world that is filled with the mammon system, that you can operate in his laws of increase and they can't touch you. And if I could get you to listen and hear, you can learn it. You can learn it. I don't care who you are, I don't care how old you are, how young. One of the things most people, the biggest mistake people make in when it comes to finance, and they hear a message on prosperity, they think it's going to come just like that. They think it's going to fall out the sky. You know, that's what they think. Like, kind of like my mom and dad told us, especially my mom, my brother and I can't tell you how many stumps we kicked over. They told us, baby, you find, we asked them where baby come from. They say you found in a rotten stump. And I can't tell you how many stumps my brother and I kicked over trying to find a baby. And see, when you don't know, you see what we were doing? We never did find a baby. But finally, I found out how to get them. And it wasn't a stump either. Did I have your attention? And it worked. And what I'm trying to teach you, if you hear what I'm about to say about prosperity, it'll work. The reason why it doesn't work, because if you're going to prosper God's way in finance, you got to get your faith involved. You just can't just put it out there and expect to come back. Faith is what makes God's power work along with the natural law. That, you know, you, if you sow a corn seed, you're going to get a corn stalk back. But it depends on what your success with that corn stalk, prospering where you sow it. You put it out here in this parking lot, if it come up, it might, you probably ain't going to get no ear corn from it because it's not in the right place. is not in the right place to prosper because it's not the fertile ground for it. It may shoot up and wither out, dry up, but it did come up. But once you learn, and just like you learn how to go in and out of your house, how you have those cell phones, you know how to text, you know how to Twitter, you know how to get on Facebook, you know how to do all, you know how to get on all YouTube. No, well, you know how to do it. See, some of those things I know how to do. But there's some things in that I have in that cell phone. I don't have a clue what it is. But it's not that it won't work. I just don't know how to work it. But what I've learned to work, now I can text you all day long if I want to. I learned that. The point that God wants me to get across. If you learn how to operate in the laws of increase, the law of increase, it'll work for anybody. Anybody. I don't care what your last name is. I don't care what your daddy did before you got here, during your lifetime raising you. I don't care what they was in. If you learn to do it, but what messed people up, they hear this easy money. I call it easy money. Some of them, I call it lazy money. You want to scam and get it off somebody else's work. What did the Bible say of a diligent hand, a slack hand will cause you to live in poverty, but a man that's diligent will be fat. In other words, you're going to increase if you're diligent about doing the things of God. Hello? And so what happened, you got to be aware. If you do not renew your mind to the word, when you hear somebody who have had success in the word, the devil will make you get offended over that if you don't watch it. And he'll say, look at, they trying to brag. No, they trying to show off. No, they're trying to. What I'm doing, I had, if you knew what I thought about showing off, if you just knew how much I thought about showing off, you wouldn't even let that thought get in your mind. Because I just wanted to get the job done. Everybody likes to be encouraged, but to show off, I'm past those days. To try to prove something, I ain't got nothing to prove to y'all. Now, there was some time, I promise you, I had something to prove. I'm in my fourth set of 20s, I don't have anything to prove. I promise you. Fellow said, can you prove me how good you lay? I ain't got nothing to prove. I know I can lay bricks. I know what I can do. You understand? I see young guys, they just so anxious, they just go on, they want to prove that they can do it. I just sit there and laugh. I know what I can do. I don't have to prove anything. But what the thing about it, how do you know that? Because I learned it. Well, I'm telling you, I learned that the word works. If you are a faithful tither, and you add your faith to it, then God's going to see to it that you have money because he's given you grace to operate in that area. So when something comes up, he knows that you obey, so he'll tell you, well, do that. Now, there's some things that, like I said, and I'm getting in the word now. I'm already in the word, but I'm going to go to my message. That's the thing he told me to do. He said, I want you to do this. Don't tell nobody. I just go do it. He told me to do this to a person. I just go do it. Amen. But the reason we said those things, to let you know God is no respected person. You don't have to get jealous. You don't have to get envious. Just find out what they did and you do it at work too. And what I didn't know for a number of years, how to release your faith with your giving. So I used to just throw the money out there. Just throw it out there. But you got on purpose, release your faith. When you give, you release your faith. You receive from what you give.